Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our Old Testament reading, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 19, and God's word said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, and that you and your offspring may live. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we all make choices every single day. We already make several choices this morning. We choose to get up, we choose to get dressed, get in our car, and come to church. Perhaps you already made the choice of whether or not you are going to listen to the message or not. What if I ask you that do you want a $100 bill or a teddy bear? For an adult, of course, you will choose the $100 bill, right? But for a child, they probably will choose the teddy bear. The teddy bear probably worth more than to them than the $100 bill. But what if I ask you again, would you like to have a car or an airplane? You probably will choose a car instead of an airplane because you don't know how to fly an airplane. Whether you choose the more expensive item or the less item, all your choosing will have a lasting. The question for you today is, will you choose life or death? You see, in our Old Testament, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the children of Israel had come to the edge of the promised land. They are camped on the east side of the Jordan River. Soon they will cross over under Joshua's leadership and begin to take possession of the land the Lord promised to their ancestor many generations ago. Moses would not be going with them. He is an old man and now near death. He brought them out of Egypt and shepherded them through all the long years in the Sinai desert. God has already told him that he cannot go with them into the promised land. He has gone as far as he can go. With that in mind, Moses delivers a farewell address to his own people in which he revealed their history to this point and exhorted them to obey the Lord when they finally cross the Jordan and enter their homeland. At length, he comes to an end. There is yet one further challenge to be made. In just a few simple words, he crystallized the choice that is before them, and that is why he said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. You see, when Moses addressed the Israelites for the last time, he pleaded with them to make the right choice by observing all the word of this law because it is your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in the same way, God wills for you and for us, for all of us, is to have life. His word is life. To choose life is to choose God himself and obey his word. My father, Major Cherokee Yang, has always taught us, our children, about life. He said this word, people were always sad. I will say this in Hmong. He said that, translating, it means that I want richness and not poor. I want life instead of death. You see, when you look around and just about people always want richness and want life instead of death. People want health and wealth, and whenever or wherever they want to go, all they have to do is drive, take a plane or cruise, and don't have to worry about money or finances. How about life? Do you know that the difference between eternal life or eternal death? Those of us that are Christian understood that death is a way to heaven and eternal life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But to the unchristian, have a different view on death. People are longing to live forever. They want their loved one to be with them for a long, long time without ever have to say goodbye. Most people that when I encounter, especially the elderly, always say to me, "Pastor, I want to live. I don't want to die." We all know that everyone must die one day. And while you are living, you have to make a choice of choosing life by believing and trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or choose death by trying to hold on to the physical of the world. If you do not choose life by believing in Jesus, then when you leave this world, a place called hell will be waiting for your soul. What is hell like? Scripture describes hell as a place of soul for the wicked. It is a fiery furnace, a place of unquenchable fire, a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place of no rest, a place of condemnation, a place of destruction, a place of separation from God's presence, a place of outer darkness, a place of lake of burning sulfur, and a place of eternal suffering. Is this the life you want? Or you'd rather choose life and be in heaven? So what is heaven like? Scripture describes heaven as a place of paradise, a place where the road is paved with gold, a place where there is no sickness, no death, no tears, no mourning, free from sins, and a place of everlasting joy with Christ forever and ever. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, do you choose life or death? Moses said, "Today you have a choice. Choose life for a blessing, or choose death for a curse." You see, in this world, many people thought that they choose the life of the world that will bring them the worldly joy, and as long as no one knows what they have done. Let me give you a little story. There was a man who claimed to be a Christian. He'd have a wife and three children. He hopped from one bar to another bar every night. And on the weekend, he stayed late with his friend without coming home. Every now and then, he would date other's women just to satisfy his needs. If you look at this situation, would you say that man has chosen death instead of life? If the man continued to treat his family this way and not willing to repent, where do you think he will end up? He may appear to be a fine husband on the outside, but on the inside, he carried the sin that he continued to break God's commandment. This is like a fruit that from the outside, it looked delicious and tasty, but the insides are rotten. And that is need to be thrown out. If you don't choose life and choose death, then you will definitely end up where a constant burning for eternity. And if you don't repent of your sins, if you go in worshiping idol or other god, then this would not lead you to life. You need to put your faith to the true God, the Father whom created the world, the Son who came down to this world to save you from sin of the world, and the Holy Spirit who continued to help you to maintain your faith. You cannot have life unless you believe in Jesus. You cannot go to heaven except through Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said again, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So, making decision can be difficult at times, but for the decision of life and death, it should not be hard at all. Moses asked the Israelites to choose wisely. He concluded and said, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So do you choose life or death, or choose the sin of the world? There was a story about a pastor remembering one of his classmates. While preaching one day to the convicts in the penitentiary of a state, a minister saw in the audience a man whose face seemed familiar. At the close of the sermon, he went to the convict's cell, and the following conversation is reported to have ensued. I remember you very well, sir, said the prisoner. We were boys in the same neighborhood. We went to the same school, sat beside each other on the same bench, and then my prospects were as bright as yours. But at the age of 14, you made the choice of service of God and became a Christian. I refused to come to Christ, but made the choice of the world and sin. And now you are a happy and honored minister of the gospel, while I am a wretched outcast. I have served 10 years in this penitentiary, and I am to be a prisoner here for life. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, you know what it means. No mean no, and yes mean yes, for choosing life or death. Choosing life involves loving God. Choosing life means to walk in God's way. Choosing life means to keep God's commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. So, today on forward, choose life in Christ Jesus, because Jesus Christ is life. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.